Haiti was the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, even before last month's earthquake. That quake killed at least 150,000 people. It also destroyed thousands of businesses, and so a vital goal of reconstruction efforts is to rebuild Haiti's economy. International donors have pledged more than $1 billion in aid, but a different kind of support may also be needed, support to create jobs. The BBC's Nick Davis is in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
From off the street and into wheelbarrows. The rubble is slowly being removed piece by piece. Hundreds of people at work to support themselves and their families, paid by the UN to start the cleanup. There are already 31,000 people who've been employed to do this, and they get paid less than $5 for a 6-hour shift. That's more than the minimum wage, and to spread the work around, people can only do a couple of weeks. Dakan's Exantus is a community leader who says this is more than just a job.
Everyone was in despair. Now, after just a few days, hope is beginning to return and they are starting to find their dignity again. Because work is freedom, but there are many more people who need help.
Getting paid was always hard here, with 80% of people living below the poverty line before the quake. The future of this country's already weak economy is now under threat, as delays caused by the disaster mean international firms are pulling out of contracts. The clothing industry makes up two-thirds of this country's exports. MGASA, selling to the US department stores, say they may not be able to survive here. Herve Desire is the import and export manager.
Okay, it's good that they're sending food and other and water and everything else, but we need to get back all our orders. Everybody come back to work. We are ready to increase our productivity as before. But as you can see, we don't know if we will be able to survive during the next coming month. We don't know yet.
Today was the first payday after the quake. Miriam Joseph is one of the workers at the factory. She lost friends and family members, and like so many others here, is reliant on the orders to keep coming from abroad.
The way I see the country, I don't know how it will be rebuilt. I really don't know. But I would never say never, only God knows.
Despite the huge loss of life here, many Haitians see hope and a chance to rebuild their country, to make it better than it was. But they also want a future without being dependent on aid, something that won't be possible if they can't get the work.
That's the BBC's Nick Davis in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.